Three college students were arrested today in connection with a string of church fires in Alabama over the past month. At least 9 churches were burned to the ground or damaged in arson attacks. Federal, state, and local officials gathered this afternoon to talk about the arrests. Troy King is Alabama's attorney general.
When this began, I predicted something that my granddaddy used to tell me, which is that a man's evil deeds will find him out. Today, I believe that they have, and I believe that justice will soon be had.
NPR's Kathy Lohr has been following the story. And Kathy, what are the charges against these young men?
The three are students, Matthew Lee Cloyd, Russell DeBusk, and Benjamin Mosley, and they're being charged with maliciously damaging and destroying or attempting to destroy a building by fire. They're also charged with the second count in connection with the Ashby Baptist Church, which is in Bibb County. That was on February 2nd. But authorities did hold out the possibility of other charges being filed in this case.
And what did law enforcement officials have to say about any possible motive for these fires?
You know, this case has confused a number of people. Churches, all of the churches are rural. They have both black and predominantly white congregations. All are Baptist churches, and many have wondered why anyone would burn down a church. Today, authorities gave us a clue that this whole thing may have started as a prank. According to court records, when investigators interviewed the suspects, at least one of them, Benjamin Mosley, said that the three traveled to Bibb County on February 2nd when the 5 churches were set on fire, and apparently after they set fire to the first 2 churches there, they saw fire trucks driving by. And Mosley said that burning the other 3 churches became what he called too spontaneous. So he said they traveled to western Alabama later and burned 4 other churches. Now, Mosley says that the 4 other churches were burned as a diversion to throw investigators off, but he acknowledged that that diversion obviously did not work. And today, the ATF special agent said that that points to an excitement or a thrill motive rather than racial targeting.
You mentioned that these churches were both had both black and white congregations. The 3 young men arrested were white, as I understand it.
That's correct. They were white. They were all of 3 were from Alabama, not outsiders, as some had suspected. They are all 19 and 20 years old. 2 of the 3 were theater majors, Benjamin Mosley and Russell DeBusk. They are from Birmingham Southern College, students from this private Methodist liberal arts school in Birmingham. And Matthew Cloyd was a student at the University of Alabama at Birmingham who just transferred there in the fall of 2005.
And what led to today's arrest of these 3 young men?
Probably the most clear thing that led to today's arrest were tire tracks, a clear tire tracks, which led police to suspect that a specific vehicle, which was Matthew Cloyd's truck, was there at the scene. I saw the set of tire tracks, which was left by a truck near the side of a church, Spring Valley Baptist Church, when I was in Alabama working on this story. And police and a church pastors there said that those tracks were left by whoever started the fire, and they made the prints of that tire. Ultimately, that traced that to Cloyd's vehicle, which was a green Toyota 4Runner, and that truck matched the description of the vehicle that police were looking for and that tire track. So when authorities talked about the arrest today, they said that they had 1,000 leads and 500 vehicles that they were searching through and 1,300 people in their database. And what the special agent in charge of the ATF, James Kavanaugh, said that it came down to solving this case was persistence and patience and just pushing through those leads that finally forced a break in this case. It was just unprecedented cooperation among law enforcement officers all through local, state, and federal agencies.
Kathy, when you've been in these communities where these churches have been burned, what have people said about the impact this has had in those communities?
In most of these communities, these churches are the centers, the hubs of life there, and it has been really devastating. And I think people wanted to know who was doing this, and they wanted to know how they could pick up and move on. And I think these arrests will really help them move forward there.
NPR's Kathy Lohr, thanks very much.
Thank you.